It was a solemn and sad day for Boston. The fugitive slave was remanded to slavery. The city was full of soldiers, the courthouse guarded with artillery, and hundreds of troops, U.S. states, and volunteers everywhere, bayonets bristled. Thousands of people thronged to the borders of the proscribed district and waited for hours to see the execution, as they called it. The people all seemed to think alike, and the general feeling is that there shall never again be such a scene, be the consequences what they may. Let the slave hunters look out, for all the people are now incensed. Diary of Charles W. Morgan, New Bedford, on the return of fugitive Anthony Burns to slavery, 2nd of June, 1854.